This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. At least a dozen people have died after an Israeli raid on Jenin as the operation came to an end Tuesday, with Israeli forces withdrawing from the city. Reuters correspondent Ran Chang has details.
The Israeli operation in the city was launched with a drone strike on Monday. Over 1,000 troops were deployed. At least 12 Palestinians, five of them fighters, and one Israeli soldier had been killed. The Palestinian Health Ministry says around 100 people were wounded by the fighting, though it's not clear how many were militants and how many were civilians. Israeli officials maintain there were no civilian deaths from the operation. There was further escalation on Tuesday, with Palestinian Hamas claiming a car ramming and stabbing attack in Tel Aviv, where 8 people were hurt.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Ukraine and Russia have been trading accusations the other side is planning to attack the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine, Europe's largest such facility. Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia is taking big measures to counter what they called potential Ukrainian sabotage at the nuclear power plant. Peskov told reporters the consequences of such sabotage would be catastrophic. Meanwhile, in his nightly address to the nation Tuesday, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Russian troops have placed objects resembling explosives on the roof of several power units at the plant. He said it must be clear to all what Russia is trying to do.
The whole world must now realize that common security depends entirely on global attention to the actions of the occupiers at the plant. Russia must clearly realize that the world sees the scenarios terrorists are preparing for, and the world is ready to respond.
You'll find more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Nuclear Agency Chief Rafael Mariano Grossi said Wednesday he was satisfied with what he saw after touring Japan's tsunami-wrecked Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. In a report submitted to the Japanese President Fumio Kishida, the International Atomic Energy Agency affirmed the safety of a contentious plan to release treated radioactive water into the sea. IAEA Chief Grossi talked with reporters following his tour.
For the past 5 hours or so, I have been visiting different places, different locations, and I was also able to look closer to the facilities that are in preparation in case there is a decision to start with the controlled discharges, and I was satisfied with what I saw.
A massive earthquake and tsunami on March 11, 2011 destroyed the plant's cooling systems, causing 3 reactors to melt and contaminate their cooling water, which has leaked continuously. The water is collected, treated, and stored in about 1,000 tanks, which will reach their capacity in 2024. India's remote northeastern state of Manipur is caught in a deadly conflict between 2 ethnic communities that have armed themselves and launched brutal attacks against one another. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
At least 120 people have been killed since May. Witnesses interviewed by the Associated Press described how angry mobs and armed gangs swept into villages and towns, burning down houses, killing civilians, and driving tens of thousands from their homes. The clashes persist despite the army's presence. The government has shut down the internet as part of measures to stop the spread of disinformation that fueled the violence. But the shutdown has also limited news coming from the area. As a result, the crisis remains largely uncovered by media in India. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
There have been sharks in the water off New York's Long Island, and they've been making their presence known. Associated Press correspondent Donna Water has this report.
Officials say 2 swimmers were apparently attacked by sharks off the shores of Long Island on Tuesday, a day after 2 other swimmers reported being attacked. The incidents happened about 60 miles apart, including one off Fire Island Pines. On Monday, in 2 separate incidents, 2 15-year-old girls reported being bitten on the leg. Officials say drones spotted some 50 sand sharks Tuesday morning near a popular beach park. At least one beach delayed opening, and swimmers were advised to stay close to shore. State park officials have increased patrols and deployed more drones following a spate of shark attacks last year. I'm Donna Water.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.